The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. About 35 minutes after the top of the hour, my telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We're going to go back to the phones, and I've got William in Westerville. William, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Certainly.
I wanted to get back to the comments you made before the break, which was simply not true. You said that Joe Biden approved of the riots that happened over the summer. And that's not true. Since the George Floyd murder, Joe Biden has come out several times and condemned the protests, condemned the riot, not the protests. He condemned the riots and the violence.
William, I would love for you to send me proof of that. Okay, my email. My email address is bob@bobtalk.com. Send me the proof, okay?
Why won't you look up the proof yourself? I'm telling you, just Google.
Well, if you
riot, and it's all there,
William.
But you'd rather make a statement,
William. My email address is bob@bobtalk.com, and I would love for you to send me the proof.
Do you have proof that he didn't?
You can't prove a negative. When did you stop beating your wife?
Bob,
you can't prove a negative.
What are you talking about, Bob? You sat up there and said Joe Biden did not condemn the riots over the summer.
He made some very mild statements, but he also excused it, saying, well, we have to understand the frustration and so on and so forth. There was very little condemnation from the liberal left over the riots that caused millions of dollars, multiple millions of dollars, very, very little condemnation. Now, William, I would hope that you would at least understand that I am absolutely condemning all the violence that occurred in Washington, D.C. But instead of thinking of something positive, you want to come on the air and attack me. At least give me credit that I am, without any apologies at all, condemning fully the violence that occurred in Washington, D.C., and if they are Trump supporters, they should be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Well, where did Antifa come in at, Bob?
I don't know. Have you been listening today?
I've been listening. Of course I've been listening. That's why I called. And you said if Antifa was there, those were Trump supporters. Those were Trump supporters because those were the ones he addressed.
I think so, too. But I said there is the possibility that there were Antifa. William, I have said over and over and over again, I believe the majority of those people were Trump supporters, and they were wrong. If there were Antifa, then they should be prosecuted, too. I don't care who they were. They should be prosecuted.
Did Donald Trump condemn it like he should have, Bob?
Yes, about 15 minutes ago. Yes.
Okay.
Did he come out and condemn it as much as he should have last night? No. No, he did not. And I also think Donald Trump could have diffused this thing before it happened. And I've said today that I think his pride got the worst of him. And because of that, his legacy is going to be tarnished. But
from a spiritual side, Bob, this could have been diffused 4 years ago when you and your listeners and others enabled him to do what he has done. And then you get on the air and say you think he's a Christian.
William.
A Christian is a person.
William, I have... William, I have criticized Donald Trump repeatedly. I made a promise if he did something good, I would commend him. If he did something bad, I would criticize him, and I have kept my promise on that. Will you give me your word right now that you will call this program and condemn Joe Biden when he supports abortion? Will you do that right now, right here?
Yes. And not only that, Bob, you know I have come on your show and condemned President Obama for supporting abortion, supporting LGBT. I wrote an email to President Obama, told him he was wrong and he needs to repent. I came on the air and told, but you don't remember that, do you?
Honestly, no, and I apologize. No, I don't remember that.
Well, no, that's okay. But you know now, I am not left or right. I am for Jesus Christ. And that's what I'm saying, that you should be.
So,
people listen to your show, Bob.
Okay, so
you have a great opportunity to witness for Jesus Christ, not get into politics, which you have done.
Then why is it that every time you call, you want to talk politics? If I am wrong in dealing with politics, and my goodness. Did you vote for Joe Biden?
I did not vote in the elections.
You
I didn't,
didn't
have to vote for Joe Biden. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton either.
Okay. All right. I'm glad to hear that.
I voted for the issues, okay?
Okay.
So I didn't have to vote for Joe Biden because I said the Lord would take care of it. I knew if I was to vote for Joe Biden, he wasn't going to win in Ohio, but the Lord made it. So it's a situation. Well, you know what? We don't have time for that.
Well,
did you vote for Donald Trump? Yes, you did, right?
Yes. Yes, I did because I felt... Well, he's the most pro-life president we probably had in our lifetime. He has a lot of character flaws, but I felt that his accomplishments overruled the character flaws.
Well,
so, yes, I did.
Misunderstanding, Bob. It's not about just abortion and LGBT.
What no, it's not.
The senseless killings and the racial injustice? Not you, okay? Republicans turn their ear at that. David Yost had the opportunity to investigate this crime about Ms. Casey with this deputy, sheriff deputy. What was his main priority? No, we're not going to investigate that, but we're going to join in the lawsuit on Texas to try to keep Trump in office. This is what black people are looking at, and this is why they don't have any confidence on the Republicans.
Well, William,
and on the right.
William, sadly, you didn't look into the reasons why Dave Yost did not get involved in that investigation. Because of the legalities involved and the way things happened by the city of Columbus, it was almost impossible for him to put himself and BCI in it, which is sad because the city of Columbus bungled that case horribly, terribly. And by the way, I want you to know, William, the shooting of this black man, oh my goodness, I should remember his name, and I apologize deeply that I can't remember.
Andre Hill?
Yes, that was a horrible thing, and from what I can tell, and we don't know all the facts yet, that police officer should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. That was a terrible thing that happened, but it was terrible not because of the color of the skin of the man shot and the color of the skin who shot him. That's not what makes it terrible. The thing that is terrible is that it was a human life, regardless of the color of skin.
What people are missing here is black people looking now and saying all police officers do is have to approach you, say you got a gun, and shoot you dead. And then everything else afterward. Now, the officer may be indicted. He may go to jail. But the point is, a man is dead.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's
this
what I said.
What the African-American community is dealing with now, and it doesn't seem like it's understood.
But, William, let me ask you a real, real quick question. A woman was shot at the Capitol and killed yesterday by police. Okay? She was white. Have you heard any outrage about her shooting?
No. And I don't know the details, but
and I don't either. I don't either. But
if it was unjustified, it was wrong.
And that's my point. That is my point. All right. Hey, good to talk to you, William. Thanks. I appreciate it.
God bless
you. All right. Thanks. I enjoy those conversations. I do. And at least we can talk. And we ought to talk. We need to talk. We need to talk and not riot. We would talk more, we would riot less. All right, final break. We'll be back and wrap things up. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. As you know, the Congress of the United States certified the election of Joe Biden, and he will be inaugurated, I think it's January 20th or I think it's the 20th, 20th, 22nd. Anyway, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a new president. I'm not happy about that. Didn't vote for him. Wouldn't vote for him. Couldn't vote for him. I don't believe he will fulfill his four-year term. Honestly, don't believe it. I think he will appoint... And I don't use this term lightly, evil judges. I do. I think anybody who supports the murder of unborn children is evil. I do. If he has the opportunity to appoint a Supreme Court justice, and it looks like Justice Breyer is getting ready to retire, there is the possibility of court packing. It's a question that Biden absolutely refused to answer. Kamala Harris refused to answer, so there is that possibility. Here's my point. For the next 4 years at least, things in America are not going to go the way I want them to go, nor the way that most of you want them to go. All right, let's understand that. Let's not be surprised. Let's not be shocked. Let's expect it. I think churches will be under attack. Their religious freedom will be under attack. Christian schools will be under attack. There will be a concerted effort to force churches and Christian schools to hire staff that are in violation of their theological principles, their theological beliefs. We're just going to see a whole lot of things that we don't like. But here's what I want to encourage you to do. Pray for President Joe Biden. Pray for Vice President Harris. Why would I pray? Because we are commanded in Scripture to pray for those in authority. We're also commanded in Scripture to submit to them as much as is possible. Read Romans 13. And I keep pointing this out. Some people just completely ignore it because they just don't want to hear it. They don't want to understand it. The things that Paul wrote in Romans 13, Paul wrote under an oppressive atheistic, dictatorial Roman regime. Now, I think the Biden administration is going to be a disaster. Not as disastrous as Caesar. And yet Paul said we are to be in submission to the governmental powers that are over us until such time as that government tells us to disobey the clear commands of Scripture. Then we have to disobey. Until then, we honor, we respect, we pray. If you're a longtime listener, you know that there was almost nothing that Barack Obama did that I agreed with. But he was my president. And I prayed for him. And I honored the office. And this may offend some of you. It may make some of you angry. And if so, I'm sorry. But I honestly believe I'm right. The people who are saying, he will never be my president. I think that's an unbiblical position. I think it's a wrong position because I think it's an unbiblical position. But the election was stolen. Might have been. I don't know. It might have been. But it was certified according to the provisions laid out in our Constitution. Therefore, stolen, not stolen, legitimate, illegitimate, he will be inaugurated as president of these United States. And therefore, he will be my president and I will pray for him. And I will make the same promise to you concerning Joe Biden that I made to you concerning Donald Trump. And if you will remember, I was not a Donald Trump supporter before his election. Far from it. Far from it. I was one of those who said he is a buffoon with a bad hairdo. I said that continuously during the primary before he was elected. But the minute he was elected, he was my president. And I was incredibly surprised by the positive things that he accomplished. But anyway, I made you a promise. I promise you when Donald Trump did something good, I would commend him. If he did something bad, I would criticize him. I'm going to make you the same promise about Joe Biden. If he does something good, I'll commend him. If he does something bad, I will criticize him. And I think that's a promise that you should make as well. Pray. That is a command. That's not a suggestion. We are commanded to pray for kings and those in authority over us. Don't disobey God. All right. Hey, thanks for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.